Sonia Sorich joins me now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. On Fridays, we talk about the region's business news. Looks like a new grocery store could be coming to a retail center near 65th Street and Folsom Boulevard.
That's right. We are talking about the University Station Retail Center, which includes tenants such as Kelly Moore Paints. There's a plan to revamp the center, and the first step in that redevelopment could be securing a grocery tenant for University Station. Now, these plans are still in the works, but the center's owner says that nearby Sac State would give the possible grocery store lots of customers.
Any other changes in the works at University Station?
Well, after getting that grocery tenant, hopefully in the next few months, the center's owner wants to remodel and at least partially redevelop the center. Some new space in the center could be created as a part of those plans. And the center's owner says he does want to stay loyal to its existing tenants, though some of those businesses might shift locations as part of the remodeling plan.
What about the timing of this revamping? I mean, this retail center has been around a long time. Why now?
Yeah, well, I mentioned Sac State students as potential customers for that grocery store, and that will become even more of a draw for the center since new student housing is in the works nearby. Directly south and west of the retail center, two different developers are planning what would be more than 1,000 new beds for Sac State students. Those new projects are in addition to various other student housing projects previously announced or already under construction.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this Jim Boy's Taco story. The fast food chain's Midtown Sacramento restaurant near 29th and N recently posted a sign apologizing for its slow service, saying it simply can't find employees.
Yeah, the sign told customers that in the more than 40 years the location has been in business, its operators have never experienced such difficult staffing issues. The sign said, in a nutshell, very few persons want to work.
So that seems kind of weird. I mean, what's going on there?
Well, in an email to the Business Journal, the CEO of Jim Boy's said several restaurant operators are experiencing the same labor shortage challenges. He attributed that to the pickup in the economy. Businesses are expanding and there's a greater need for workers. And locally, we've seen several new eateries open in the downtown area in recent weeks, including Moss Taco Bar with 50 employees and Echo and Rig Butcher and Steakhouse with 120 employees.
And finding workers isn't the only challenge facing restaurants, right? I mean, we often hear about new restaurants opening, but then we also hear about restaurant closures.
Yeah, we saw that this week with news that the locally owned Hot Italian pizza chain has closed its location in Davis, which opened in 2016. Now, the restaurant's co-founder attributed the closure to multiple factors, including rising labor costs. But she told me that there are simply more places where people can get food now as well. Consumers don't just turn to restaurants anymore. Grocery stores are expanding their pre-made meal offerings, and the arrival of various deliveries services has also impacted the dining scene.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.